WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio presents Stan Gerard on Basketball, a weekly inside look into the USI men's basketball program. This show is brought to you by Tironi's, A-Plus Durr Heating and Cooling, Banterra Bank, by Mark's Mattress Outlet, Altstadt Office City, Penn Station East Coast Subs, and by Martin Woodruff, State Farm Insurance Agent. Now live from Tironi's, here is the USI men's basketball coach, Stan Gerard, and the host of the show, Dan Ogurski.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Stan Gerard on Basketball here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref, live here at Tironi's on Main Street, with you for the next 60 minutes, talking about USI basketball, the one and only exhibition game of the season taking place this past Friday down at Auburn, Alabama. We'll talk about that. Isaiah Swope is going to join us here live on the show tonight. Coach Gerard is with us. We do have a request from another sold-out audience here at Tironi's.
Yes, awesome, awesome. Can you guys hear me in the back?
They need you to speak up.
This is my game voice.
No, it's not.
I'll do my best. But this is my game voice after a game because I'm a little hoarse, but I'm trying to recover. But thank you guys and ladies for all coming out tonight. What a great crowd. We had a great crowd last week. And for those of you who joined us last week in Auburn, Alabama, thank you for coming out and support. We had a great time. We didn't win the basketball game, but we had a heck of a party, I would say.
Wow. Okay.
You missed out, Dan. Sorry,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah, I did. We'll have to catch up. When's our first road trip? Cedarville.
All right.
Yeah, we'll catch up on that one. All right. So other than that, well, let's just talk a little bit about, you know, going down there. And we talked about, you know, what you expected from your team. You were going to use some different combinations during the course of the game. And I guess once you got past all the orange barrels in Nashville, things had a pretty good weekend then, huh?
It's always traffic in Nashville, but we made it safe, thank God. But, yes, we wanted to juggle with a couple of different lineups. And I think the biggest lineup I wanted to see was Polakovic and Dancy together, but unfortunately Clayton Hughes could not play. He tweaked his ankle in practice a couple of days prior to, and he was going to be a game time decision. So we made an executive decision not to play him and let him rest. We need him next week and not this past weekend. But we set him out. We were missing Clayton, Isaiah Stafford. We're missing so many. Kayshawn Casey, as well as there's one more, Miles Blue. So we missed some four guys, but we made it work. I was really proud of our guys' effort. We played hard. We always talked about in every scouting report, we always want to hold teams under 70 points. That gives us a chance to win. But I never thought in a million years that one of my teams would only score 54 points. But, you know, you tipped your hat off to Auburn. They were rim protectors, and they were quick to the basketball. They blocked 12 shots. And we never had so many jump shots blocked in my life, but – you know, it was hard to kind of measure those guys, especially from a guard standpoint in terms of how long these guys are and how fast they are to the basketball.
Well, that was the thing. And when we talk in sports, you know, scouting reports, it really doesn't matter. Well, I guess maybe football, basketball, soccer, maybe some sports where it's really hard to simulate the opponent and what they're going to do or bring to a specific athletic contest. And so when you're going up against a Division I opponent, the SEC and the likes of Auburn and some of those teams, yeah, it's really hard to kind of prepare what you're going to be doing unless you have some of your guys on ladders in practice and blocking shots.
Well, we don't have shot blockers like that on our basketball team. And you guys who saw the game and know our team, we got to the basket. And there was a number of times in transition where we was four or five steps ahead. But when you're 7'1", you can run like a deer, you don't have a chance. And those guys were blocking. You know, I remember one play that sticks out in my mind when Trey Vail had his shot blocked a number of times, so he gets a steal in transition, and he was about five steps in front of the big kid, the 7'1" kid, and he comes out of nowhere and cleans it up off the glass. And those they wasn't just blocking shots. It was like playing volleyball for a bit. And, you know, another play, I remember Swope gets to the basket and reverse layup and made a great play. But we told our guys in every timeout, our guards, when you get to the basket, you have to kick out because there was nothing happening at the rim. And this is a top 25 team in the country, and I think this is they're a Final Four basketball team. You know, they start 7-1, I think 6-11, 6-9. They were big, And we try to use our speed and quickness to bother those guys. And I thought we did a great job the first half of, you know, pressuring those guys. We didn't press very much, but we had very active hands, stole, got a lot of steals, and, you know, just got to the basket and made poor decisions. But, you know, that's why you play these kind of exhibition games, because you can kind of gauge where you are and kind of figure out who's going to play and going forward.
Well, that was the thing, too, Coach, I guess. I mean, it's an exhibition game. It's the first game out for this team. A lot of new guys. You're trying to develop, see who can do what. You know, who can play well as far as that chemistry and cohesiveness on the court. And to go down there and to get off to the kind of start that you got, I was following the game, you know, kind of on the stream. And, you know, you guys had a, you know, 7 or 8 point lead there in the first 10 minutes. And then, you know, Auburn made that push there at the final couple of minutes and went up by 2 at the half. So a couple of stretches in that game where you couldn't get the ball to the basket. But again, credit Auburn's defense. But for the most part, when you look at it, you know, 17 turnovers, yeah, that's probably way too many. You want to keep that down, you know, single digits or at least, you know, around 10 or 11. But all in all, statistically, individually, you know, you had Jelani play 37 minutes. Elijah, and you talked about this last week, and let's just address him for just a second. You talked about he probably being the most improved athlete on your team just with regard to his devotion to the weight room, bigger, stronger this year. And for him to play 30 minutes, no disrespect to him, I'm not sure he played 30 minutes all of last year.
Probably not. And now keep in mind, he's a freshman still. We got his year last year from the COVID year, so he's a freshman. And he was great for us. You know, as I mentioned last week, we brought him in and took a look at some game film from a previous player I coached, and that's the kind of player we want Elijah to be. And he did those things, you know, 10 rebounds, and 9 points is pretty good for your debut from a guy who didn't play very much last year. We started 3 new guys, you know, compared, you know, we had a lot of guys back, but Elijah Jones didn't start last year. Jacob didn't start last year, nor did Trayville. And you go across the board, you mentioned turnovers. We didn't have enough assists. You know, we shot it well early, but, you know, 8 assists, 17 turnovers is not going to win you very many ball games. But these guys extended our offense. We were playing, especially once our legs, you know, got a little tired, we were playing a little bit too far away from the basket from a perimeter standpoint. But it was proud of our guys' effort. Looking across the board, you know, fast break points, you know, they only outscored us in fast break points by 10. You know, they only outscored us in points in the paint by 6, and they only out-rebounded us by 3. You know, when I look at the stat sheet, I look at assists, turnovers, and rebounds. Those are the first things I look at, you know. And I was really proud of our guys for their efforts on the boards because, you know, we were outsized, but we showed some grit and some toughness throughout the basketball game.
Well, and the other thing, too, that I look at here on the stat sheet, the fact that we talked last week, you have 17 guys on this roster. How many of them are going to play each and every night? It remains to be seen. But, you know, points off the bench, 23 for Auburn, 22 for USI.
15 of those 23 was from that young man in the back there.
Yeah.
He had it cooking. And I was really concerned about him because I'm like, I know how well he can score the basketball, but you know, a freshman going into an environment like that, I mean, he was very special, and it got to the point, you guys who saw the game, I was just get out of his way and let him go. And, he made some big shots for us, but you know, 15 of those 23 came from one guy, and he's going to be special, and we're happy he's on our roster. You know, I want to reference back to a couple things. We lose, what's the score? I don't even remember. 54-68. And I told our guys this today, there's a lot of different things we can look at, as a team that would have given us a chance to win the basketball game. Two things, 22-0 run in the game. We went 9 minutes without scoring in the second half. And we lose, 54-68. We also, there's a 5 minute drought in the first half. We didn't score, but we still are right here in the basketball game. And then you fast forward. Some plays we gave back, Tyler Henry, clear path foul. They shoot 2 free throws, make them both, but they take the ball out and make a 2. That's 4 points we gave back to them. And then, Elijah Jones, he gets a breakaway dunk and does a chin up on the rim. So they shoot a free throw, two free throws, and make a three. There's 9 points that we gave away because we lost our minds a little bit. But we told Elijah, hey, we said it in a huddle. We said, act like you've been here before. He said, well, Coach, I never have. I didn't play last year. So I thought that was very comical. That was very comical from him during the basketball game. So I just shrugged it off and laughed it off. But if it was regular season, he'd have probably been sitting by me. So I'm yelling at him, and Jacob Polakovic yelling at him. I'm like, get over here. But once I saw Jacob get a hold to him, I'm like, just stay over there, man, because Jacob gave it to you bad enough. But those things, you know, I just mentioned, you know, you take those away, who knows? This can be a 1 or 2 possession basketball game against a really good opponent. So, you know, despite those things, like I said, and I told our guys in the locker room, I was extremely proud of our effort. You know, I thought, you know, on the locker room whiteboard, I always say compete at a high level. And I felt like we did that, you know, for 40 minutes, you know, despite, you know, not scoring the last. We didn't score the basketball in the last 9 minutes, but I thought we competed.
All right, comments from Coach Pearl after the game to you and your team.
He thinks we're going to be pretty good. You know, we had a chance to spend some time together. There was one play we ran. It was just some continuous movement. And he said that he was worried about that play we ran. We ran it quite a bit. He really complimented our guard play. And how fast we played. We talked about some decision making from our guys, and he said a few choice words about his guys. But you know, everything he said was very good. I think he called John Mark Hall to talk about our team a little bit as well, and I shared some thoughts on his team as well about some things that I saw. He did the same for me. But great weekend. They showed some great hospitality to us, not just Coach Pearl, but the everybody who was involved in the operations over there. So it was a great trip, you know, a great experience for our guys, but also I'm happy to know that everybody made it back safe as well.
Well, the thing too, Coach, I mean, you look, and I had our producer, Corey Clayton, you know, look around the Great Lakes Valley Conference and some of these conference schools and some of the Division I teams that they have played. And, you know, I know Indianapolis played Ohio State, and some of these, you know, Quincy got a win against Southern Illinois, Edwardsville, and, you know, Drake kind of handed Drury a pretty big sizable loss the other day. So when you look at some of these scores around the league and how they compete against the Power Five conferences, and certainly the SEC one of those, do you put much stock in any of that as far as GLVC teams and how they might fare against big-time Division I programs?
I'll be lying if I said I didn't. You know, I'm watching other teams because I want to see where we are. You know, I watched the Purdue Indy game. I watched Ashland beat Valpo the other day. I watched Valpo lose to Flagler. So Valpo took 2 Division II losses in 1 week. You know, I was in the locker room the other day. I was keeping my eyes on the Kentucky Miles game. You know, I watched a little bit of the Evansville and Kentucky Wesleyan game. So yes, I keep up. It's our level. You know, it's instead of me watching these high major programs, I watch a lot of teams in our league. And sometimes at night when these high major programs are playing, I'm on Synergy watching Division II teams because I just want to know what everybody's doing so I can kind of gauge where we are.
You know, the thing of it, since they started this, and, you know, when I started USI basketball, you know, many years ago, I mean, these exhibition games against, you know, some of these all-stars coming in, and I can't even remember, to be honest with you, you know, who some of the teams you guys played in these exhibition games. But, you know, to give that experience to your kids, to go down to a venue like that or go to Purdue or Indiana or any of these other schools, Xavier, you know, you know, these kids obviously go in there and, like you talked about, get there early, let, you know, the pictures out of the way and kind of get the feel for the arena. But, boy, the experience that these kids have going into those kind of venues, playing against that kind of competition, you know, it's the memories that those guys will have for a long time.
Never forget it. And I'm sure Isaiah Swope is never going to forget 15 points at Auburn, you know. I'm gonna ride him a little bit because he was great. I'm trying to get him out of his shell, man, and make him – you know, make him laugh a little bit. He scores those 15 points, and I can't get a smile out of the kid, man. So we're gonna get one at some point. But yes, great experience. When I was at Indy, we played. I'm just trying to think over 12 years. We played a lot of teams. We played Val. We beat Valpo once, twice, in my tenure there. We beat, of course, Coach Pearl of Tennessee. We played Purdue a couple times, Butler. But it's a great experience. And I tell you what, when you play these kind of games, I worry because this is kind of like our Super Bowl. That game was the biggest game of the year for us because we're playing against opponents that, you know, some of these D2 guys, and like in our case, we play Oakland City, they want to be at a higher level. And I told my guys today that in 2010, UND beat Tennessee by 15, 16 points when I was there. And I walk into the locker room, and we were celebrating. So I walk into the locker room the other day after we lost to Auburn, and I didn't see very many guys that were disappointed. We were happy with our performance, and rightfully so, because I was happy as well. But is Isaiah back there? He shouldn't hear this. But I was happy with the performance. But I, as a coach, I put my coaching hat on, and I said, you guys act like you just won the Super Bowl. You know, I was disappointed, and I'm playing mind games now, right? But I wanted our guys to be a little disappointed. You know, so today I went in to explain why I was feeling that way, because in 2010 we beat Tennessee and we came back the very next game and lost to Urbana, a team that was probably able, they finished about 7 games below 500 that year. So we have to make sure that, you know, we forget about what happened this past Friday. We gave them one more day today. We went over and watched the film, and we talked about some things we have to do better. But come tomorrow, we're not talking about Auburn, Alabama anymore. We're talking about making our team better and preparing for Oakland City next week.
All right, we'll come back. We're live here at Girardi's on Main Street. Stan Girardi basketball here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
A lot can change in today's world. What's not changing is our commitment to customer service, like offering text updates when the technician is on the way, so you can focus on the more important things in life. Get $2,500 for your trade-in towards a new high-efficiency heating and cooling system, plus free Wi-Fi thermostat, deluxe filter, 10 years labor, 1 year maintenance, free second opinions on repairs and replacements. A-Pluster. Service today or you don't pay.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys making noise. At Tarone, ain't nothing but a pizza party. At Tarone, and the Main Street Boys are calling.
It's not just a home or a car, it's a 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for the basketball season and the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Martin Woodruff sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Martin understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection that they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville for your home and auto.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. Girardi's here on Main Street. Stan Girardi on basketball with you at the 8 o'clock. We'll be here next Monday night at 7 o'clock. And then the week after that, the show's actually going to originate on a Sunday because the team will be on the road getting ready for
Cedarville.
So we'll be here next Monday. And then the week leading into Thanksgiving, the show's going to be live again in Cedarville, Ohio. And then we'll be back here, I guess, the first week of December. So, again, we'll keep you updated on when we're going to be here. But next Monday night from 7 until 8 o'clock, and we'll certainly spend a lot of next week talking about the Oakland City Mighty Oaks and the season opener coming up for this Eagle basketball team. So some schools in the conference, you know, played up to three exhibition games, and you talked last week about the timing with Xavier and a few of these other teams, so only one. So once you get into that Oakland City game, the fact that they would have played five games before that, what's kind of the agenda then next week, this week for your team, having almost 2 weeks off between games?
Well, this Thursday night, we're going to attempt to have an open-door scrimmage, kind of inter-squad game out of USI. And then after that, we'll take a day or so off and start mentally preparing for Bellarmine. But this week, the press is going in this week, Dan. We were in practice today. We worked on our press, cleaned up a couple things on the offensive end, but we work on our press now, and we are further along ahead than I thought we would be with the press. With it being the first day, we had a lot of new guys that was around last year, so they did a great job of teaching it. Now we just have to make sure we're in the proper shape to be able to press the way I want to play. So, but we're putting our pressure defense in. This week, you'll see more now. We couldn't press Auburn, of course, but we're going to pick up full court and kind of add to our playbook, you know, and get some guys healthy. So that's the plan right now. We hit the weights this morning and practice for about an hour today. I don't want to wear them down, but at the same time, we have some work to do in the meantime.
So of these guys that were unable to go Friday, you talked about, you know, Miles and Clayton, a couple other guys, Kashad. So what do you project as far as their status for next week? Do you feel that you're going to have a full team next week?
Or? Well, I think so. I know Clayton will be healthy next week. He's sick again today. His immune system's not very good. This is his third or fourth time being sick, but he woke up this morning feeling a little sick, so they shut him down for a couple of days. But his ankles, it's healing. So I think next week he'll be ready to go. Isaiah Stafford, who was in the hospital a few days last week, he gets the heart monitor off tomorrow. He actually practiced a little bit at Auburn last week. We had a lot of our fans who came down, and we invited him to practice, so they had a chance to watch him practice. He's a full go now. He'll be able to go full go tomorrow. He has a heart monitor coming off tomorrow. And then it's just a matter of Kayshawn Casey and Miles Blue passing the baseline test from the concussion protocol. So as soon as those guys pass the test, they'll be good to go. But they feel pretty good, but there's a process that these guys have to follow, and hope they pass it, you know. But we'll see what happens.
So you talked about putting the press on today, or putting it in. So as you kind of go through this season, not everything is going to be – you know, implemented for Oakland City next Thursday, but will it be a process then, Stan? I mean, how long through the course of the month of November to December? I mean, when's the timetable for everything to kind of
just begin? Depends on how good our press looks against Oakland City, and then against the following opponent, I think it's Cedarville. It just depends. You know, we stat everything. We stat it in practice. We stat it during the game, in halftime, in games rather. We'll get numbers, you know. What's our numbers in 55? What are they throwing the ball back to and against the press? You know, it just depends on how well it's looking. If it's looking great, you'll see it for 40 minutes. If not, we'll pull back and play some half-court defense.
And these guys on this team we're talking about, again, with that style, Jelani Simmons probably not going to play 37 minutes
no.
a game. Jones ain't going to play 30, and some of these other guys, it's going to probably be what? 15, 18 to 20 minutes max.
If we can get everybody to buy into the way we want to play, I keep talking about my playing days. I hate to do that, but I average 19 minutes a game, you know, and we had great success, you know. So I think I said it last week, or at least said it to my guys, you have to sacrifice your minutes for W's because of the way we're going to play. You know, Jelani Simmons, if you look at his stats in 37 minutes at Auburn, 3 of 10 from the field, not very good, you know, and I told him this today. That's why I'm saying it publicly. But no rebounds and no fouls, you know, and that's my fault because he played too many minutes. You know, I told him today, I've never played a game in my life where I didn't have at least a foul, you know, so. And he had a great excuse for the rebounding, but he was trying, but he just couldn't get his hands on because Jacob and Elijah took them all. But I've never played 37 minutes and not fouled, you know, so he's got to be more aggressive. And I told him that today. And he understood it. So we had to trim his minutes down to the 20s. We had to trim Elijah's minutes down to the 20s. and Jacobs as well. You know, we have to get Mateo more minutes if he can get himself in a great place from a conditioning standpoint. And then we're going to need Chance. We're going to need those four guys we talked about who didn't play if we're going to play this style of play. And I just think it's vital that we're in practice this week. These guys need to push themselves, and we're going to do that every day because it's easy to get bored because we're not playing anybody. But at the same time, we have to be productive in what we do in practice every day.
How do you feel or where the conditioning is right now in this team?
I think it's in a pretty good place. You know, I had one guy in the game the other day. He was tired, Treville Cunningham. He was tired. He asked for a sub because he said he was tired. But at that point, I couldn't take him out because we needed a secondary ball handler with Swope. And I couldn't take him out, so we called a timeout so that he can rest. But I think the conditioning is pretty good. You know, now, with that being said, you know, this week with us not playing a game, we have to continue to I don't like to just take the guys in the court and just run sprints. You know, I feel like that's – unless I'm upset. Yeah, but I like to do stuff with a basketball in hand so I can make them think while they're tired, you know, shoot while they're tired, you know, run some fast breaks while they're tired. So we're going to play a lot more than just running if the play is good. If the play is not good and we're not doing what we should, then we'll put the balls up and we'll get in shape.
Okay. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're live here at Taroni's. Stan Gerard on basketball here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Rock.
A lot can change in today's world. What's not changing is our commitment to customer service, like offering text updates when the technician is on the way, so you can focus on the more important things in life. Get $2,500 for your trade-in towards a new high-efficiency heating and cooling system, plus free Wi-Fi thermostat, deluxe filter, 10 years labor, 1 year maintenance, free second opinions on repairs and replacements. A-pluster. Service today or you don't pay.
Benny and the Main Street Boys making noise at Taroni. Ain't nothing but a pizza party at Taroni. Are calling. Make fresh right here the best pizza and beer. So follow us down the Pizza Break Road. All right. Benny and the Main Street Boys are making noise. All right. Pizza party at Taroni's.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Martin handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else, and more money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. I've been telling you about Mark's Mattress Outlets since 2005. By now, it's clear that Mark's Mattress is the place to go for the best deals on mattresses and adjustable bases. Mark's Mattress Outlet understands great sleep is vital, but so is your budget. That's why Mark's sleep specialists are genuine experts and make it their mission to find you the right mattress for the right price. Be sure and check out their exclusive Sleep Natural Gallery, featuring luxury brand mattresses with new and improved cooling technology, and so much more. Or if you're looking to upgrade your guest room, Mark has mattress options in stock for any budget. And you'll sleep well knowing your purchase is covered by their new Mark's Got Your Back guarantee. So stop in today for unbelievable selection and unbelievable value. Bring your truck or trailer. To find a location near you, visit marksmattress.com.
Welcome back, Stan Gerard on basketball here on ESPN, 97.7 FM. The Ref with you until 8 o'clock tonight. And again, the Eagles will open up their campaign a week from Thursday at home against the Mighty Oaks of Oakland City. You know, this is going to be one of the rare shows this year where there's just not a lot, you know, as far as game notes to talk about, and, you know, the opponent's coming up in 10 days. So, again, we'll talk more about Oakland City next week. So I thought before we brought Isaiah up, I'd like to talk to Stan. I mean, obviously, those of you that follow college basketball or college sports in general, you've heard a lot of the NIL, the name, image, and likeness that's been going on. I know last week I think the entire University of Kentucky basketball team signed up with somebody to do something, and it's, you know, and obviously the Division I athletes, and we're talking, you know, 6 and 7 figures here, but it also applies to the lowest level of college athletes. So with regard to Division II, Stan, and the University of Southern Indiana, once that was adopted by the NCAA, what kind of action did you and the coaching staff take? What kind of conversations have you had with your players?
Call Alex Eaton. I did say this. When this thing came about, my first initial thought was, I wish this thing was around back when I played college basketball, because we could have made some money. But the name, image, likeness, is we don't get involved. Only thing we can do is when our kids receive an inquiry to participate in something of that nature, we have to let Alex Eaton know, and she does the rest. We cannot go out and solicit businesses for our guys. You know, they just, you know, they get connect, people reach out to them rather on social media, or in Jelani Simmons' case, his hometown of Columbus, Ohio, he has a really good deal where he's making some pretty good money for a college kid. But it just gives these guys a chance to receive compensation for their names. And I'm not a fan of it, honestly. I think they get enough with a basketball scholarship and the gear, the food, all that stuff. But, you know, as long as it's across the board, great. But at this level, we won't make – I don't think our guys will make a whole lot of money. Like the kid at Tennessee State, I think he got a $1 million deal. That was Master P, the rapper, his son, got a $1 million deal. And as you stated a second ago, those guys at Kentucky, I bet all those guys have deals. And I think my biggest concern was – someone's going to take that and use that in recruiting at the higher level to bring kids in when you go to a place, and they may say, hey, we can get you a deal here at this place. That was my biggest concern, and I'm not a fan of it. I think, I mean, we're talking about a $40,000 scholarship. You know, I think that's pretty good for a 17-year-old, but, you know, as long as they keep it fair across the board, we just have to deal with it.
And then as far as your kids, so, I mean, can they actively go out and seek employment? I know last year Mateo was doing some landscaping work and everything else. So, I mean, that is something that's totally separate from this NIL, right?
Absolutely. Mateo was looking for a job last year. He actually worked for my guy, Jason Dominick, at Dominick's Lawn Care Services. But, no, this is different from a job. This is, like, right now in season, Jelani is receiving compensation for tweeting out about a company back in Columbus, Ohio. You know, Tyler Henry receiving compensation for a business back in New York, you know. So it's social media, man. That's what's making this thing as good as it is, you know. And they go on, I think some of these businesses are going on social media and see how many followers certain people have, and they just ask you to retweet things that they tweet out and see if they can get some business that way.
So do these players alert you then when they have this opportunity? Or like you said, I mean, Alex Eaton is heavily involved in all of this, but are you kind of aware of what these guys, you know, could be doing?
Well, you know me, Dan. I'm nosy to a fault, and I want to know everything that's going on. But I always, when my guys get approached, I want to make sure one is legal. I don't want anybody doing anything illegal. So they let me know, and then we pass it on to Alex, and she does the research from there. And she's been awesome in making sure that everything is done the right way. But I probably know too much sometime with our team. I know when I play for Coach, some of the stuff he didn't want to know, you know. But I want to know everything, and I worry too much. I'm a worrier, but I want to know everything that's going on. So the relationship with my guys, they'll come in and talk to me and let me know, and then we'll send them down to Alex, and she makes sure everything is done correctly.
All right, and then the opening for the director of basketball operations, still a couple of weeks away from that position being
filled. Yeah, this young man who we're considering, he's on top of it. He listened to the game and gave me his analogy of the basketball game. So But hopefully we'll have this position filled within the next 3 or 4 weeks so we can move forward.
All right. All right, we've got a new sponsor for the show, Penn Station East Coast Subs, and what we'll do each and every week is we'll bring one of the players up, and he'll be kind of our sub of the game. And this week it's Isaiah Swoop. We'll be back to talk to Isaiah after this from Penn Station East Coast Subs. This is Dan Girardi on basketball here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Rep.
At Penn Station, it really is all about the good taste. From the fresh grilled Philly cheesesteaks, fresh cut fries, and hand squeezed lemonade. And now Penn Station makes it easy to enjoy that good taste when you order through DoorDash or Grubhub and have them delivered to your home or work. Penn Station East Coast Subs offers a monthly special of a sandwich, fries, and a beverage for less than $10. Penn Station is also remodeling their restaurants, making it easier for both in-store and carry-out orders. Visit PennStation.com for a location near you. It's game time with Penn Station East Coast Subs.
All right, welcome back to Girardi's here on Main Street. Stan Girardi and basketball. And this segment, again, we will talk to one of the players each and every week, and we'll be kind of the Penn Station sub of the week. And this week, freshman Isaiah Swoop from right down the road at Newburgh. And how are you?
Kind of nervous.
Well, I tell you what, you know, doing this show an awful lot, a long time, yeah, it, when these freshmen come in the first time, you know, they just kind of, you know, try to get through it as quick as they can. I will say this, unfortunately for you tonight, Isaiah, this show goes until 8 o'clock. It's 7:36. Are you prepared to sit here for 24 minutes?
Not really. My heart's pounding right now.
Anybody got the stethoscope? All right. Well, we'll make this really easy. So just tell us, obviously people around here follow basketball at the high school level. You just finished an incredible career out at Castle. What was your experience like playing for Coach Gibson? Talk up really loud.
My fault. It was real nice. He gave me a lot of trust my sophomore year. Kind of let me play free and play my game. And then our relationship just got stronger over the years from my junior to senior year.
Well, and the thing of it is you finished, I guess, the seventh player at Castle to go over 1,000 points. You were on the Indiana All-Star team this past summer, were you not?
Yes, sir.
So what was that experience like?
It was real nice to see other players from different areas being the top players on their team. So just meshing together, talking about the season with COVID happening. So just nice, and also play basketball. There's a decent amount of crowd there, too. So it was just a pretty fun experience.
You know, when you go and you put on that Indiana All-Star jersey and you play Kentucky, was it back-to-back? Was it Friday to Saturday? Over one weekend. What was that like just, you know, going to practice, meeting those guys from around the state, but then putting on that Indiana All-Star uniform?
Oh, we played one game for the All-Star thing.
Okay.
But it was just a nice experience. Like I said, it never happened before, never done it before. So it was just nice to get out there and basketball, just go out there and hoop. Didn't really have a lot of rules. It was up and down, fast-paced game. So it was just fun to go out there and play.
During your junior year or senior year, Isaiah, I'm sure coaches were contacting you about wanting you to play for them at the next level. So when did that start for you, your junior year, sophomore year?
Junior year, I had some interest my sophomore year. A lot more than just came my senior year, even though it was kind of confusing with COVID, but it was mainly, I'd say more so my senior year, actually.
So what's that like, just getting contacted from coaches, getting letters from coaches? You know, I don't know how many visits you took. We'll get to that in just a second. But how did you kind of sort all of that out? How much family involved? How much was Coach Gibson involved in your recruiting?
Yeah, I was taking everybody's input, to be honest, because I didn't really know what to look for at first. But having my mom and dad, my family, my coaches, mentor, just helping me with the whole process made it a lot more easy.
When you're in high school, everybody wants to go and play at, you know, big-time schools, or they want to go certainly to that next level. How did you kind of separate all of that, Isaiah, from the coaches, the schools that contacted you, and how did you narrow it down to eventually selecting USI?
Main thing would be somewhere where I was wanted, instead of to go somewhere with a big-time name, somewhere I'd go in and play. So I just think, and just a family environment where I could feel at home and be comfortable. So those are the main things that I was looking for in a school.
How many visits did you take, and where did you go?
I went to three visits, two in person, Lincoln Trail and SWIG, and then one online, Eastern New Mexico.
Okay, so what? Well, I guess, you know, it's kind of probably unfortunate because of COVID you were not able to, you know, maybe get on an airplane and go somewhere or drive and see a campus. You had to do all of that. So when you first – do you remember first being contacted by Coach Girard and the staff?
Yes. I actually remember hearing that they were going to go to a game. So I was kind of like – I was nervous because I was like, I want them to know that I'm good. So I was trying to put on my A game for that game for them to come see me play.
Well, I don't, you know, going through Castle High School, I don't think you had too many even A-minus, B-plus games. You certainly, every single night, I mean, you averaged almost 23 points a game in high school. And I know Coach Gibson likes kind of that style up-tempo. So when you were talking to Coach Girard and his staff and maybe even some of the players during your recruiting process, how much of that came into play for you in selecting USI, the fact that Coach likes to play up-tempo, kind of what you did in high school?
Main thing, like I said, just having a coach understand you and your game and how you like to play, just in a nice family environment. Like, if I feel at home, then I feel like I can operate and do anything possible. So just having that belief from the coaching staff and teammates around you is just is a big factor.
Not having fans last year at USI, how difficult was that for you? Because I'm sure you would have loved to have been in the arena for a lot of those games. How difficult was it not to be able to come and watch them play in person?
It was kind of, like, sad in a way. You go out there, there's no student section, so you just got to bring your own energy every night. There's no crowd, no adrenaline boost, so teams go on runs. You just got to stay strong, be mentally prepared, and just try to break through.
And when you decided to come to USI, what was maybe that one factor, Isaiah, that said, okay, that convinced me this is where I need to go?
The coaching staff and the environment of just understanding, like, it wasn't a thing of they're just trying to get me here just to come here. It was a reason, a plan behind it, and just me wanting to buy into the process they have going on. I could just see myself growing here for the future.
Do you remember kind of meeting the players then, and how did those first couple meetings go with, you know, guys like Mateo and Clayton, Tyler Dancy, these guys that have been around? And then how much were you involved just in, you know, finding out who these new guys were coming in? And obviously probably one thing on your mind was, okay, am I going to get to play as a freshman and how much? So when you had those conversations with some of these current and existing players, how did that go?
Whenever I'm around the area, so I come down here and go to some open gyms. They were always telling me that I'm good, but just keep working. I have a lot to learn, and they're gonna be by my side the whole time. And then for the new players coming in, I didn't really know a lot. I could only look off stats, so I'm seeing D1 transfers and some players averaging 20 points. So just me wanting to get better and compete, I was actually looking forward for the challenge because I know it'll make me better in the long run.
What's been the biggest challenge so far for you being on this team and in this program once even the preseason practices got going?
Under the transition from high school to college, everybody was a me at their high school. Everybody can skillful. So just learning to trust your players and understanding that they can make a play just as you can, just trying to buy into the process of that we have a lot of players, and we have a deep team, so we can all contribute to a win.
You know, Coach and I talked quite a bit over the course of the summer, and I invariably would ask him, you know, how are the new guys getting along? And I remember him about a month ago telling me that you told him that you wanted to start at Auburn, that you felt that you could be one of the top five starters in the game. Obviously, you didn't start, but you played really well in that game. So how much confidence do you have, and where did that confidence come from for you, Isaiah, in your game?
I work on my game a lot, and I'm a firm believer in if you put in the time and effort, then whenever you get on the court, you shouldn't be nervous. So I was just ready to play, just like I am any game, just go out there and just do what I practice on.
So were you more nervous Friday night leaving the bench for the first time to go into the game or coming to this radio show tonight?
The radio show for sure.
Oh, my God. So are you still nervous? I mean, we've been talking now for about 10 minutes. You've done really well.
You guys can't see, but under my sweatshirt, I'm sweating right now.
All right, where do you see yourself? It's still early. We haven't had our first game yet. What do you see right now on November 8th, Isaiah, as your role on this team?
Just a point guard. I'm just trying to get better overall. I want to be able to do everything. So anything I can to help the team win. At the same time, just know my game and just stick to what I do.
What areas have you worked the most on? I mean, you mentioned the fact that you're making that jump from high school to a high-level Division II program. When you're by yourself in a gym over the course of the spring to summer, early fall, what parts of the game did you work on the most?
Getting stronger, and then decision-making, just understanding that players are bigger, faster, and stronger. So trying to work on making reads, and I'm still doing that now, trying to become a better decision-maker, but just trying to understand the game as much as I can, being a smaller point guard.
Is it as fast as you envisioned it, this game? I mean, obviously, you haven't had a Division II game yet. You played John A. Logan at Auburn. So, you know, once you start playing Division II schools next week, but is it kind of what you thought it would be, at least in practice, going against other Division II players?
To a certain extent, yeah. I'd say at first just getting used to the court. The court's a lot longer, so just getting conditioned with that, and then the three-point line's further back, so just getting adjusted to the lines on the floor, but more so, yeah.
And how about just academically? I mean, obviously in high school you go to school from 7 until 2:30 every single day. Now, you know, you can pick and choose your classes, kind of pick and choose what time you go to class, if you go online or if you go to class. So how is the academic part of it going for you?
Very nice. I had to be at school at like 7:20, but now we're in the wake up. I have class at like 10, so, and I only have 2 classes a day. So that's a lot better than high school.
All right. Okay, so you liking everything so far?
Yes, sir.
If you could change one thing, whether it's academically, basketball-wise, what would that be?
Probably take off one of my classes and add like a yoga class or something easier.
Yoga? You have a yoga class?
I'm working on it.
Oh, you're adding it? Okay. Do you feel that yoga will help you with basketball?
Yes, sir.
Really? Okay. Good deal. Well, I tell you what, you did really well. I appreciate you coming by. And will you come back?
Yes.
All right. There's our Penn Station East Coast sub, Isaiah Swope. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Stan Girard on basketball here at ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
A lot can change in today's world. What's not changing is our commitment to customer service, like offering text updates when the technician is on the way, so you can focus on the more important things in life. Get $2,500 for your trade-in towards a new high-efficiency heating and cooling system, plus free Wi-Fi thermostat, deluxe filter, 10 years labor, 1 year maintenance, free second opinions on repairs and replacements. A-pluster. Service today or you don't pay.
Vinny and the Main Street Boys making noise. At Taroni, nothing but a pizza party. At Taroni, and the Main Street Boys are calling. Made fresh right here, the best pizza and beer. So follow us down the Pizza Break Road. All right. Vinny and the Main Street Boys are making noise. All right. Pizza party at Taroni's. Your single source for workplace supplies. All stocks. All stocks. Amazing service.
Running a business is filled with pressures, and banking shouldn't be one of them. I'm Dane Chandler, commercial officer with Banterra Bank, and we want to be your financial partner. We know that the cost of starting, growing, or acquiring a new business can stretch beyond what you have saved. That's why we offer a variety of financing solutions, including SBA loans for small businesses. Give me, Dane Chandler, a call at 812-401-4323 to get started. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. I've been telling you about Mark's Mattress Outlets since 2005. By now, it's clear that Mark's Mattress is the place to go for the best deals on mattresses and adjustable bases. Mark's Mattress Outlet understands great sleep is vital, but so is your budget. That's why Mark's sleep specialists are genuine experts and make it their mission to find you the right mattress for the right price. Be sure and check out their exclusive Sleep Natural Gallery, featuring luxury brand mattresses with new and improved cooling technology, and so much more. Or if you're looking to upgrade your guest room, Mark has mattress options in stock for any budget. And you'll sleep well knowing your purchase is covered by their new Mark's Got Your Back guarantee. So stop in today for unbelievable selection and unbelievable value. Bring your truck or trailer. To find a location near you, visit marksmattress.com.
It's not just a home or a car, it's the 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for the basketball season and the overtime you work for that third car so your teen can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Martin Woodruff sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Martin understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection that they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Martin Woodruff in Evansville for your home and auto.
All right, welcome back. Final segment, this edition of Stan Girard and Basketball. And again, we'll be with you next Monday night right here at 7 o'clock. Well, Stan, obviously, you know, recruiting is the lifeblood of any basketball program or any athletic program at the college level. And you guys really, I don't think you have any boundaries as to where you're going to go and find players that are going to help you get to where you want to be. And when you can, you know, find a player like Isaiah right here in your own backyard, what was it about him that attracted you and the coaching staff to go watch him as often as you did last year?
Well, I think the biggest thing was the pressure I got from our Evansville community. I never received so many emails about a young man to recruit that I did about Isaiah. I mean, we had Jimmy King at Indy, and you know how good he was, but I received so many emails, and every time he had a great game, hey, I get his stats from someone. And I'll never forget going to watch him. They played Brown County. I'll never forget the game. My old boss, Todd Sturgeon, he's now the head coach there, and I went to watch him play, and I'll never forget walking into that game. It was hard to get in due to COVID, but I knew someone who got me in, and I think he scored 30-something points in three-and-a-half quarters. And I leave the gym, and someone saw me at the game, well, knew I was there, and are you going to offer this kid? Right away, everybody's like, hey, you got to offer this kid. So I always, when I recruit, Dan, I always want to see a kid three or four times. You know, I want to see the play, but I want to see how they handle adversity and then how they lead a basketball team. So I go back and watch him play against in the tournament at Ballsy. That was my next game. Aldi had been to a couple of games. Kevin Gann had been to a couple of games. I wanted to watch him play against Gary Westside, and that's a really good athletic team because they have a lot of guys in the team that are like GOEC players. And I don't think he scored particularly well, but he made some great decisions. I'll never forget one play where he was going full speed, stopped on the brakes, and pulled up jump shot the next one he kicked. And at that point, I knew he was good enough. And we started talking in the office about, hey, what can we do to get this young man get done? And what's his name? Dane Hill over at EI Sports. Yeah. Like, he was Isaiah's biggest advocate. And every game I'd get an email from Dane. And I was at this particular game, and Dane was like, what are you waiting on, dude? Like, sign this guy. Sign this guy. I'm like, if I don't do one thing right, I better sign this guy or I'm going to get ran out of town. And we just had to figure out how to make it work. And we signed him. He came out to watch a practice, and his mom and dad was here tonight. They came out and watched a practice. We spent some time together. And I always like to recruit not just the student-athlete but the families as well. We want to know what we're getting. And we have a fine young man. You know, they always say the apple don't fall too far from the tree. And we have a great apple, and because of his parents. And we get him in, and this kid is in the gym, like, literally maybe 2 hours a day in between practices. When I was in between my living situation this summer, we went to the gym one morning, I think at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. I walk in, the music playing, so I get excited. Somebody's in the gym. It's Isaiah. And my family and I, this past summer, we was walking to the gym one Saturday night. You know, most young men are going to be hanging out on Saturday night. And we were doing a movie night, so I needed a projector screen. So I walked to the gym, and I hear music playing. It's Isaiah Swope in there on a Saturday night shooting. And I knew at that point, like, he's going to do some great things for us, and we trust him, you know. He's a junkie. He's a basketball junkie. He wants to watch film. You know, that means he wants to get better. But he's a young man that after practice, despite him getting his own shooting up, he's shooting free throws with Travail. And the biggest reason, and when I recruited Isaiah and then we took the other Isaiah, they was very, instrumental in the process. You know, when I signed Isaiah Stafford, I mean, Swope rather, I'm Stafford. We signed Swope. I called Stafford to say, hey, we recruited another guard. Don't be alarmed. So then once we signed, both Isaiahs and then Travail Cunningham, the 1 year guy came on the board, I had a conversation with these guys because I wanted these guys to know my plan. And I told those guys, and I'm sure Isaiah will agree with this, I'm recruiting another, a 1 year guy for a reason because I think we can give you the keys to the Bentley. We call USI the Bentley. That's a car. We call it the Bentley. We give you the keys to the Bentley for 3 years. And, but we wanted some older guys, Travail and Mateo, to show these guys the way and how to run a basketball team. And both Isaiahs are sponges. You know, these guys are always asking questions. And Travail and Mateo have been great in terms of making sure these guys know what's going on. If you watch a practice, you'll see mainly Mateo just grabbing one of these young guys and talking about reads. You know, and that's where watching film comes into play. But I think he and Isaiah Stafford are going to be 1,000-point scorers once they leave this program. You know, he's already 15 on the board. Well, those don't count, but I'm going to count those mainly. But he's already on the board. You know, you have a freshman playing 27 minutes, you know, and that says a lot about his game and the trust we have in him and what he can do for us.
Well, and I mean – you know, you've been around the Great Lakes Valley Conference for a long time. I mean, there have been some true freshmen that have played really well, and you've been around them, not only in Indianapolis, but certainly, you know, at USI as well. And so what advice have you given him, in addition to Mateo and Clayton and Travail and everybody else, with regard to what he can do as a freshman and not just kind of, okay, well, it's your freshman, nobody really expects a whole lot out of you because it's going to be a learning year. But, you know, talking to him for 15 minutes, I don't think he's going to soak all of that up. But I think it's also going to translate into his performance on the floor every night.
A couple times in practice, you know, he was second-guessing himself. You know, we stat everything in practice, and he was not doing so well in the turnover category. But I pulled him aside, like, hey, do what got you here. You know, we recruited you because you were a scorer. You know, I'm not saying don't pass the ball, but – He's more comfortable scoring, so do what got you here. And, you know, he has to continue to trust the process, and he's doing that. But the biggest thing, like I said, he's studying some of the things that he's not doing so great at, and he's trying to make it better. And I think one of the biggest things, a conversation, he came to me after an open gym this summer, like, hey, what am I doing wrong because I can't seem to make the right plays? Trust. That was the biggest word I told him, trust. Trust your team. You know, get you to paint one time and kick it out to Jack Melky for an open three. You know, kick it out to Jelani. And the minute you do that, everybody's going to stop collapsing because what everybody realized that early on in the summer, when he gets to the basket, he wasn't kicking out very much. So he took that, and I remember him walking up to me about 3 days later. He's like, Coach, that worked. You know, now I get to the bucket. You know, I guess I know what I'm talking about sometimes. But a lot of credit goes to him because he's a sponge. He wants to learn. And I gave him that little nugget, and he drove it, kicked it, and then that just opened the floodgates for him. So he's going to be a special player for us, you know. And I'm not just saying that because he's here, but he's going to be very special for us. And I guarantee you when he's up here coming senior year, man, he won't be nervous. He's going to be just like you did. He's going to be just like you up here. But he did a great job, didn't he, guys?
Yeah,
he was awesome. He did a great job. So.
All right, that'll do it for another edition of Stan Gerard on Basketball. Again, we'll be back here next Monday night at 7 o'clock at a thorough preview of the Oakland City game and the first few games here in November. So looking forward to getting this thing rolling here.
All right, sounds good. And we'll see you all. Bring a friend next week. We want to continue to make this a full room. You know, we keep doing well. That means we're going to draw more of it. Bring a friend next week. We love guests. And thank you all for coming out. And thank you all who traveled there physically with us to Auburn. And thank you all who I received so many text messages and phone calls after the basketball game, but I really appreciate each and everybody in this room. You guys are the greatest. Thank you.
All right. Corey Clayton's been our producer. This has been Stan Gerard on Basketball here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to Stan Gerard on Basketball on 97.7 FM, WREF, ESPN Radio. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Tironi's, A-Plus Dur Heating and Cooling, Banterra Bank, by Mark's Mattress Outlet, Altstadt Office City, by Penn Station East Coast Subs, and by Martin Woodruff, State Farm Insurance Agent. Tonight's show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.
A lot can change in today's world. What's not changing is our commitment to